State Representative Lou Lang's foolish chief of staff, Burt Brook. Americans, including conservatives, have become desensitized to the reprobate nature of our polity. Our leaders are depraved, and the policies and laws they seek to effect reflect their corruption and foolishness. A perfect example of such corruption oozes out of the office of Democratic State Representative Lou Lang. As a co-sponsor of HB 40 that just went down in flames, Lang stands boldly and unashamedly in favor of forcing taxpayers to pay for the killing of human persons in the womb. He's also a co-sponsor of HB 1785, the science-denying bill that would force the state to be complicit in issuing fraudulent birth certificates to adults who wish they were the opposite sex. It should come as no surprise that lawmakers with reprobate minds would surround themselves with others with reprobate minds, and Lang is no exception, as IFI recently learned. Several nights ago, Lang's chief of staff, Burt Brook, left a comment on IFI's Facebook page following an article I wrote about the Day of Silence, the political event sponsored by the Gay, Lesbian, and Straight Education Network that urges students and teachers in middle and high schools to remain silent for an entire day in support of the normalization of homosexuality and gender dysphoria. In my article, IFI and a national coalition of pro-family groups urges parents to keep their kids home on the Day of Silence to protest the usurpation of public schools for a leftist, social, and political agenda. Well, evidently, Brooke took umbrage with comments left on IFI's Facebook page, and he contributed this puerile comment in response. And I quote, "Seems to me after reading these nonsensical posts that your kids are probably better prepared for the current world than you are. Vaginas and penises are not scary, and depending on what you like, they are quite pleasurable," end quote. Remarkable. The chief of staff of an elected lawmaker leaves an adolescent comment about sexual pleasure that manages to insult Illinoisans at the same time. Perhaps Brooke could enlighten us all about how opposition to the Day of Silence is nonsensical, or which comments on our Facebook page suggest fear of vaginas and penises. A glance at Burt Brook's Facebook page reveals that he is indeed a man who lost his sexual moral compass decades ago. Brook has been perversely married to a man since 1994. As the recent sex scandals involving Roger Ailes and Bill O'Reilly at Fox News reveal, sexual immorality is not limited to progressives. What conservatives generally possess that progressives do not, however, is an ability to distinguish, at least in theory, what constitutes right and wrong when it comes to matters sexual. Progressives, steeped in the corrosive ideology of the sexual revolution, can no longer discern that homoerotic acts are profoundly corrupt, that marriage has a nature central to which is sexual differentiation, that biological sex is an objective material fact that has meaning and should be respected in private spaces, and that the product of conception between two humans is a new human, deserving of protection. People cannot do good works if they cannot first distinguish between right and wrong. Men like Lang and his sidekick Brooke hold depravity as virtue and create corrosive legislation as a result. In a decent and civilized society, citizens would feel righteous anger and embarrassment at the words and deeds of men like Lang and Brooke. But today, men like these lead us.